Good afternoon. This is the Muster on Hoka Nui. Annie Wallace is joining us next, talking about the Waiora Manuhura Care project happening. Annie, good afternoon and welcome to the Muster.
Good afternoon, Andy. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate your time on a Friday. Firstly, tell us about the Waiora Manuhura Care project and the goals.
Yeah, so this project has been on the go for a while. It's built up from something called Living Manuhura Care, where there was a catchment enhancement plan prepared, and then that enabled us to get some money from the Ministry for the Environment to do some good work in the catchment. And the focus of the project is about connecting the community to the river and also doing some environmental work to help improve this special place.
There's funding available as well. One of the initiatives regarding the funding for the wetland restoration. We're hearing about wetland restorations happening all the time, and it's always a good news story. So could you tell us a few more details about this?
Yeah, for sure. Wetlands obviously have been reducing in their extent across the country over time. And we've got some funding in this project to let us help landowners to do some wetland restoration and enhancement. So, obviously, wetlands come in many shapes and sizes. There can be big, wet areas. There can be just little seeps in the corner of a paddock. There can be swampy areas. And having a wetland on your farm is a good thing because it helps with the water quality and also with flood and drought management and provides habitat for native species. So, if you've got a wet, boggy area on the farm or a bit of land that you've been fighting with, we might be able to help you.
So how do listeners apply for funding?
So if they just head to the Manuhura Care Catchment Group website, which is www.mcg.org.nz, and in there you'll find a Waiora Manuhura Care tab, and on there there's a link to the expression of interest. Now, what this will enable is for us to provide funding for support to planning a wetland restoration and also the restoration itself, so fencing, weed and pest control and any replanting that's needed. The form's easy to fill in. It's only really minor details on there. You can either complete it online or you can print it out and scan it back to us. And also we've got our contact details in there, and give us a call or send an email and we can answer any questions that people might have.
Fantastic. So is there any deadlines regarding expressions of interest?
Yeah, so the funding that we've got is only available until June of next year, and so we're having to move quite fast with this project. So the 19th of November, so just shy of 3 weeks people have got. But as we all know, deadlines can pass you by pretty quick, so as soon as you see it, get your expression of interest in quick.
And just finally, there's always some awesome stuff going on regarding wetland projects and the likes. Now, as far as the Waiora Manuhura Care project and the likes, what's coming up in the next couple of months?
So, yeah, we're starting to get into one of the other big projects on the Waiora Manuhura Care is willow control. And so we're just making a start to finalising the priority list for that. We've got some areas where we're going to provide greater connection to the river for the community. We're also hoping to do a demonstration day later in November to showcase what drones are doing to support landowners to make best use of resources. And then over time there'll be a range of other field days and things to bring some experts into the district to just look at other things that we can do to tweak land management to make improvements to the river.
Annie Wallace, appreciate your time on the Muster. You enjoy the weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Annie Wallace of the Waiora Manuhura Care Project. So like Annie said, you've got 3 weeks available for funding for wetlands around farm. Always love initiatives like that. Good news stories all round.